Yerushalmi, cross point to Bavmetzia Bavli, Daf Chof Aleph. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Dalad and Mabeis at the Mishnah. Leiftach Adam Chanus Shal Nachtoimim Veshar Tzaboim Tachas Oitzoi Shul Chaveiroi Leifes Bokal. A person may not open a bakery or a dyer's shop underneath his neighbor's storeroom, nor may he build his barn there. Be'emes B'yayni Tu Avraloi Refes HaBokal. They permitted opening it under a wine store but not a barn, because the heat is beneficial to the wine but not to the animals. Chanus shebechotzer yochol hu limchois biyadoi, v'loi maloi ein yochol lishon loi mikol hanechnasim v'loi mikol hayotzim. A shop in a courtyard, a neighbor can make a protest and he can say, I can't sleep because of the noise of the people coming and going. Ois hakelem yotzer u'meicha b'shuk, aval ein yochol limchois biyadoi, v'loi maloi ein yochol lishon mikol hapatish v'loi mikol hareichayim v'loi mikol hatinoikos. A craftsman can produce vessels and sell them in the market, and neighbor cannot protest by saying, I can't sleep because of the noise of the hammer or the millstone or of the children. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha pnei chad chalita min istiv le'istiv. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha moved a baker from one neighbor to another to avoid baking underneath a neighbor's storeroom. Rabbi Avdumi achi Rabbi Yosi have chad chalita shari tuchosohi ava Rabbi Acha v'lei mocha. Rabbi Yosi's brother of Dumi had a baker living underneath him. Rav Acha passed by there and he didn't make an objection to the baker being there. Amar Rabbanan Avin v'lei mochoi Rav Dumi said to Rav Acha, how could the Chachamim pass by and not protest this? Kasiloi Rav Acha Ivoish Rabbi Avdumi Achi Rav Yosi Ivish. Rav Acha became angry at Rav Dumi for saying this, and Rav Dumi became sick and then deteriorated even more. Salik Rav Yosi Mivakaktrei. Rav Dumi's brother Rav Yosi went to visit him and saw that nobody was helping him because Rav Acha was angry with him. Amar Ezel v'yibay minei, Rav Yosi said to Rav Dumi, I'll go and appease Rav Acha. Azel v'amar beidina v'racham eloi beidina v'atadle tachuichin. Rav Yosi went and told the Beis Din with Rav Acha, who was head of the Beis Din, that Rav Dumi was sick. Rav Acha and his Beis Din took pity on him and told them to prepare burial shrouds. Chad bar Nash Zavin called Yotei Shaya Bar Chad Mistuva v'hava Alil v'yosef le'alea. The person once sold his whole courtyard with the houses. He would held for himself a small attic and would regularly go and sit there. Asa uvda kami Rav Yoina b'Rav Yosi amri loy kula minan menach me'al v'yosef alea v'chamil me'al v'nafik goy beisei. The case came before Rav Yoina and Rav Yosa. The buyer, who now lived in the courtyard in his houses, said he can't avoid the seller because he regularly goes and sits in his attic, and he can see all of the comings and goings in the buyer's home. And the Beis Din ruled in favor of the buyer that the seller can no longer continue to come and go freely. Chad bar Nash Zavin palga deute shaya bar chad nachtumo. A person once sold half of his courtyard and house and allowed a baker to remain there in the other half. Also uvda koimi Rav Yoina, Rav Yosa. The case came before Rav Yoina and Rav Yosa. Amrin achas at eluya hu loy asa alach v'tanikain im kadma harefes oichanus loitza ein yochalim chois. Now, when the case came before Rav Yoina and Rav Yosa, the buyer wanted to evict the baker. They said to the buyer, you came to the baker, meaning he preceded you. And we've learned, meaning that we can deduce from our Mishnah, that if the cowshed or the shop preceded the storeroom, then the storeroom owner cannot object. Tani be'emes be'yai netiu afal pishu imato elem shemashbichoi. Now, based on our Mishnah, the Braisa taught, they permitted opening a bakery under a wine store, even though the heat rising from the bakery reduces the wine. Ultimately, it will improve the wine. Ruhoisha kachama hadein tenaya yav chamei goy agrei debani yafir chamei ama hamishnah hitayfi leish hitayfi hamishnah ela derecha debani masri chamei. When Roshia heard this braisa, he left his wine on the roof of the bathhouse, thinking it would improve the wine, but the wine in fact got spoiled. He first thought that the braisa misled him, but he later realized that he had misunderstood the braisa, although heat is good for wine, but the smell of the bathhouse damages it. Tani, and we learnt in a braisa with a chachom, l'shchenoi, yochol lachzorboi, mishikir alav in a yochol lachzorboi. If the cowshed owner wishes to rent it out to another person, the neighbor can say that he only agreed to the owner using it as a cowshed, but not to anyone else. But once he agrees to allow the renter, he can no longer retract. Rav Shimon Gamlilo ime, af mishikir alav yochol lachzorboi, the yochol meimale, inun azlin, the asyan, lahacha, bayin loch, valeishkachin loch, umar ben aleinu haderech. Rav Shimon Gamlilo says, even then he can retract, because he could say, after you leave, the people who used to come to see you will continue to come and ask me where you are. So there are too many comings and goings in the courtyard. ובחנינה ובמנה חד אמה מהו לשכינה משאלפי גאול דיוטי משקימל עליו אין יוכל לחזור בוי ובחנינה ובמנה disagreed. One said that the case of the brisa where the owner wishes to rent it out to another person and if the neighbor agreed he can't retract, it's referring to bringing in a new tenant to a pre-existing cowshed or shop underneath him. But if the tenant, for the tenant then to make a new cowshed or open a shop, the neighbor could still retract and object. Chavana Amar, Mao Lishchinai Miftach Lechanus, Mishkibel Alav, Ein Yachal Achzor Boy, and the other one said no, it's referring to opening a new shop, even then, if the neighbor agreed, he can't retract. After the Rishin Gamliel, Kub Meir, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who says that he can retract even after agreeing, follows the view of Rabbi Meir, the Tanin and Taman, because we have a Mishnah in Mesechus Ksuvus, Al Kulam Amar Rabbi Meir, Afar Pisha Hisne Ima, Yachoyle Hisha Taima, Svur Hisha Shani Shani Yachoyle Lakabila, Vachshav, Eini Yachoyle. The Mishnah says over there about a blemish of the husband that the wife accepted coming into the marriage, but Meir says that she can say, I thought I could bear it, but now I realize that I cannot bear it. And the Mishnah taught that a neighbor cannot protest saying, I can't sleep because of the noise of the hammer or the millstone or of the children. Elaine de Marfin Talaya, Elaine de Avdin Mesugian, Elaine de Elaine Yacholin, Chavehoin, Lemimche Bidehoin. The noise of children refers to the noise of their Torah learning, but he can project the noise of their being taught signals to communicate with their friends, which is not Torah. The Yachol Meimele, Inun Azlin, Vasian, Bayan Lach, Valeshkachin, Yitain, Vein Marbin Aleno, Esaderech. The neighbor could also complain that one who brings the children in is increasing the comings and goings in the courtyard. Elaine Sipurai, Mamchin Elaine Delaine, Mismaya Dinavale. The people of Sipurai would protest when a resident of a courtyard would make a garbage dump in the courtyard because of the heat that it produced. Hoy Ravi Avimi Bartuvi Mitain Chad Nevol Ben Koisol Lakoisol. Ravimi Bartumi ruled that one person can make a dump between two walls. Hoy Ravi Yitzhak Barachakila Mohachikas Elaine Bushusai Mekoisle Dalad Amos. Ravi Yitzhak Barachakila ruled that the place used for chopping cedar wood should be distant 4 amos from the wall. Amr b'yosi b'brun, Elaine amudaya d'rachinen mekayach kiryas inun d'rachinen. Rabbi Yosi b'brun says the reason that we see house walls becoming softer is because cedar wood is chopped nearby. See, it damages the wall. Shura d'chametz minkal nure parsaya nafal. When the place where clothes are soaked with dog excrement for washing is next to a wall, the wall becomes so weak that it could fall down just from the roar of the lion cubs in Persia. And therefore, when soaking clothes in this way, they have to be distanced from the wall to prevent damage.